Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is 7 News.
Good morning. Australia's first doses of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine will be administered today. 1,000 doses have been delivered to Murray Bridge in regional South Australia, with the first injection scheduled for this morning.
Considering we've had our appointments open only for less than 24 hours, we've half-filled the day, you know, with sessions, so that's exciting for us.
All Australian states should today receive information on which brand of COVID vaccine they'll receive and how many doses. The European Commission and Italy have blocked an Australian-bound shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The company requested permission from the Italian government to export around 250,000 doses from its plant near Rome. However, it was knocked back, with the government saying AstraZeneca has failed to meet its European obligations. Queensland health authorities are assuring the public the Pfizer vaccine is safe, despite a healthcare worker suffering an allergic reaction to the jab on the Gold Coast yesterday. The worker has a history of anaphylaxis, which can be triggered by any vaccination. Queensland Health says she quickly recovered and is now doing well. It comes as fears mount over a returned traveller who tested positive to the Russian COVID variant and may have infected others on the same floor of a Brisbane hotel.
Through this pandemic, we have had instances of super spreaders. I'm concerned that this individual is a super spreader.
6 cases have now been linked to the same Qatar Airways flight the returned traveller arrived on. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds could face legal action after conceding she called her former staffer, who's made rape allegations, a lying cow. Political reporter Olivia Leeming is in Canberra. Olivia, good morning. Brittany Higgins is threatening to sue.
Good morning, Sam. Yes, threatening defamation action unless the minister apologises. Linda Reynolds made the comment in front of several staff in her office when Brittany Higgins went public with her story. She says it was in reference to suggestions she didn't provide enough support after Ms Higgins claimed she was raped by a colleague in her office. The PM condemning the comments as offensive and wrong. Brittany Higgins' lawyer has written to the minister saying this distasteful character assassination has caused her immense hurt and distress. We are instructed to demand that you issue an immediate and unequivocal public withdrawal of your comments and apology. While Christian Porter is facing growing calls for an independent inquiry to see if he's fit to remain Attorney General, he's accused of raping a woman in 1988 who died last year. He insisted this week they hadn't had contact in 33 years, though she had claimed they had dinner in 1994, and his office since clarifying that that's not impossible. Her family say they'd back an inquiry if it sheds light on her death, but the Prime Minister so far refusing. Sam?
Okay, thank you, Olivia. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake has struck New Zealand overnight, prompting a tsunami warning with authorities telling people to move to higher ground. The tremor struck off the North Island, with more than 60,000 people reporting to feel the quake. There have been no reports of serious damage or casualties. The tsunami threat has now passed. A driver is on the run after hitting a young man in Melbourne. The 24-year-old is fighting for life in hospital after he was struck in Dandenong yesterday. Police are searching for the driver of a dark-coloured Ford Ranger towing a box trailer.
It's of utmost importance to us that we speak to the driver of that car. So my appeal to that person is, if you see this, please come forward, either contact Crime Stoppers or your local police station. Make yourself known to us. and let's hear your side of the story.
Another serious crash yesterday left an elderly couple injured. They were taken to hospital after they were forced off the road by another driver. A second clip from the upcoming Oprah interview with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has been released ahead of Monday's airing. While the Duchess was silent in the initial trailer, the latest sneak peek shows Meghan accusing Buckingham Palace of perpetuating falsehoods.
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
It comes as Buckingham Palace revealed Prince Philip has undergone a successful procedure for his heart condition after spending 16 nights in hospital. His Royal Highness will remain in hospital for at least a few more days. SpaceX has pulled off an impressive landing of its Starship prototype, but it turned to disaster just 10 minutes later, exploding in a fireball. Despite that setback, Elon Musk hailed the program a success, claiming one day travel to the stars will be commonplace.
Just minutes after celebrating a successful touchdown.
So if it was a little faster than expected.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
SpaceX's Starship 10 met a fiery end on the Texas launch pad. Where things had been going pretty well.
Starship 10 has liftoff.
The test flight taking the prototype 10 kilometres up to bring it back down safely.
Look at this! This is from the sky!
First tipping into a belly flop drop, then to land doing a flip, which had these guys flipping out.
You can do it!
Is it going to stay?
Oh my God! It did it!
No!
It did it!
Yes!
It's vertical!
A couple of SpaceX's previous landing tests had ended badly, but Starship 10 was down and upright, though tilting.
It doesn't look like the landing legs deployed.
Then a suspected fuel leak sparked what's known in the space biz as rapid, unplanned disassembly.
Folks!
Boom!
Wow!
SpaceX's Elon Musk posted Starship SN10 landed in one piece, which it did, before becoming many pieces.
That was awesome!
Chris!
His $6 billion plan for Starships to carry crew and cargo into orbit to Mars and beyond. A Japanese billionaire is looking for 8 people to join him for a trip on one to the moon and back in 2023. A successful controlled landing. Now they just have to stop it exploding. Paul Kadak, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
A teenage boy has died in hospital after being stung by a box jellyfish in far north Queensland. The 17-year-old was stung a week ago while swimming off the tip of the Cape York Peninsula. It's the first time in 15 years that anyone has died in Australian waters from a box jellyfish. A sexual predator who broke into several homes in Sydney's inner west and terrorised women and girls has been sentenced to 8 years jail. The judge said Chong Boon Tae has acting purely to satisfy his deviant urges when he committed the offences between October 2019 and February 2020. He's been sentenced to a minimum 5 years and 4 months and is likely to be deported to Malaysia once released. Australian scientists are working on a drug that could potentially restore hearing loss. It's a condition that affects millions of people, but researchers hope to change that.
2 years ago, Karen Mowat had an ear infection but never expected to wake up one morning deaf in one ear.
I have to work really, really hard to actually hear properly. Sometimes it's very easy just to disengage from conversation.
There's no treatment yet. The Bionics Institute has spent a decade creating a world-first drug to reverse hearing loss. It's administered through the eardrum, targeting the damaged connections to the brain.
The real beauty of this technology is that we can deliver quite large payloads of these growth factors right to the site where they're needed and have them come out over time and be biologically active.
Unlike hearing aids or cochlear implants, the drug therapy treats the underlying cause for a growing number of hearing impaired Australians. One in six suffer hearing loss. That will rise to one in four by 2050. The increase largely due to young people listening to loud music. It should be for no more than 90 minutes a day and not at full volume. Human trials will begin within the next 5 years, and if all goes to plan, the drug will be on the market not long after that.
To have the potential to have hearing restored will be life-changing.
Sarah Jones, 7 News.
Banks have been accused of elder abuse as customers are forced online. There's been a surge in contactless banking spurred on by the pandemic, but it's come at a cost.
The trend towards digital banking was always strong, but exploded during COVID.
COVID helped a lot of people just try it and realise how easy it is, and it is quite simple.
So simple that payments are made with apps, phones and watches. The convenience has tech-savvy consumers thriving, but elderly Australians are being left behind.
And there's an element of financial elder abuse. If you do not allow people to choose the way that they want to bank and you actually stop them from doing that, you're actually neglecting their needs.
ANZ's banking app was accessed a staggering 1 billion times last financial year. That's almost 3 million logins every day. During the pandemic, cash withdrawals fell 22%, but Tap and Go rose 25%, while transactions using digital wallets like Apple Pay soared 92%. The surge in digital banking means less demand for face-to-face service. The ANZ shut 100 branches last year and warns there are more closures to come, forcing many Australians away from what they know.
Many older Australians feel uncomfortable with digital banking because they hear about people who have been scammed.
Sonia Marinelli, 7 News.
A quick check of finance now. The Dow Jones is trading lower, the Nasdaq is down. In London, the FT 100 fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower, Hong Kong's Hang Seng was also down. The All Ords closed lower and the ASX 200 also fell. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,701 an ounce. Oil is $64 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.5 US cents, 83 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. Two young brothers killed when an out-of-control car ploughed into them will be farewelled today. Shane and Sheldon Shorey were hit as they were walking near the public swimming pool in New South Wales Central West in early January. 25-year-old Jacob Don was allegedly doing burnouts on a Wellington street when he lost control of his car. He is now facing 26 charges in total and is due in court next week. A gun used in the unsolved murder of a Gold Coast father more than a decade ago has now been linked to a drive-by shooting in Sydney. Police divers have searched the Parramatta River, hunting for the weapon believed to be tied to bikie gangs.
A Queensland murder investigation reaches new depths in Sydney. Police divers scoured the Parramatta River looking for a gun used to kill father of two, Omega Rustin.
This is a young man who was tragically killed in the prime of his life.
The 32-year-old tradie was gunned down on the side of the Gold Coast Highway in Burleigh Heads on Australia Day 2009. He was shot after a road rage clash with a group of men in a red sedan.
Our family have had to carry on with the knowledge that his killer remains at large.
A number of items were pulled from the murky waterway and will now be tested.
hold the metal detectors up, mate.
Ballistic evidence has confirmed the killer fired the same gun that was used in another shooting 8 weeks earlier here in Sydney's southwest. A tattoo parlour in Belmore was blasted with 10 bullets, but no one was hurt. Investigators say Sydney bikie gangs are linked to Mr. Rustin's death.
Relationships and loyalties change. People who were once scared may now no longer be.
And that could solve the case. Natasha Squarey, 7 News.
Dozens of carriages have been sent flying when a train derailed in the Californian desert. As many as 44 cars came free, piling up across the tracks near a remote community. One carriage began leaking ethanol, but was quickly cleaned up, and luckily no one was injured. The cause of the crash is under investigation.